After years of confidential talks, Pakistan and the United States have finalized a controversial investment treaty. The accord may open doors for foreigners, regardless of their nationality, including Israelis, to serve at executive positions in U.S. firms working in Pakistan. A Pakistani journalist who has obtained a copy of the classified document says that authorities in Islamabad appear to have gone out of the way to attract foreign investment from the United States.
The draft of the investment treaty clearly states that any national can come and work in the U.S. investment companies working in Pakistan. However, the Pakistani authorities insist that the country's security agencies, they can exercise the right to deny the entry to any individual. On the other hand, the U.S. authorities who have negotiated the treaty with Pakistani authorities, they are very clear in their views. They say that whether it is Indian or Israeli, they can come and work in any U.S. firm working in Pakistan.
And that's not all of it. According to the draft of the treaty, Pakistan is willing to allow American companies to invest in all sectors, including defense and nuclear technology. Many experts fear that this move may have negative implications for Pakistan's national security.
We should be very clear, very transparent, and have an independent monitoring system, which should be based within Pakistani authorities and within the domain of Pakistani law, which should allow these individuals and companies to function in Pakistan. Because if that is not the case, there is no guarantee, purely on the U.S. word alone, that they will not work in accordance to what they believe are the security interests of the United States.
Public opinions in Pakistan do not consider the U.S. as trustworthy partner. Many people are of the view that the U.S., under the pretext of such investment treaties, want to seek access to the country's nuclear program.
Despite our repeated attempts, Pakistani officials were not willing to speak on the subject. Authorities here perhaps fear that making a statement on the issue may trigger a strong public backlash. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.